Section 2. Preparing to drive. You, the driver. Driving an automobile is a huge responsibility. In order to drive safely, you must be fully engaged. Hands on the wheel, eyes on the road, and mind on driving. Anything that affects your physical or mental condition can impair your ability to drive. Physical conditions. It is important that you get regular vision, hearing, and general physical checkups. Get treatment for illnesses and avoid driving when sick. Remember that whenever you are prescribed medication, you should ask your doctor or pharmacist how it can affect your driving. Drowsy driving. Drowsy driving can be just as dangerous as drunk driving. Do not drive when you are tired. It is risky to drive drowsy because fatigue, being sleepy, can
slow your thought processes and reaction time.
Affect your judgment and vision. Impair your senses and abilities, and/or cause micro-sleeping, nodding of, or falling completely asleep. The two main causes of drowsy driving are lack of quantity of sleep and driving at times of the day when you would normally be sleeping. Avoid driving drowsy. Don't drive at times when you would normally be asleep. Get a good night's sleep before you travel. On long trips, take a break every 100 miles or 2 hours. If you think you might fall asleep, find a safe place to stop and take a nap. Use the buddy system and switch drivers when needed. Emotions. Emotions can have an effect on driving safely. You may not be able to drive safely if you are worried, excited, crying, angry, or depressed. Emotions can distract you from your driving because your mind is focused on other issues, not driving. Your emotional state can alter the way you react, or overreact, to driving situations. Take time to calm down and get focused before driving. Road rage. Road rage is violent or visibly angry behavior by a driver which can result in crashes or other incidents on roadways. Signs include sudden acceleration or braking. Following too closely. Cutting of other drivers. Preventing other vehicles from merging into your lane. Excessively hitting the horn or flashing headlights. Shouting obscenities or threats. Making obscene hand gestures. Intentionally causing a crash. Getting out of a vehicle in an attempt to start a confrontation. Using a weapon or threatening to use a weapon, and/or throwing objects from the vehicle. If another driver is threatening you or intentionally driving dangerously around you, remain calm and try to put as much distance between you and them as possible. Slow down and let them pass. Do not make eye contact. Do not make obscene gestures. If you need help, call FHP 347 or 911. Distracted driving. Distracted driving is extremely risky behavior that puts you and your passengers in danger, as well as pedestrians and bicyclists sharing the road. Focused attention on driving helps to prevent crashes. There are three main categories of driver distraction. Visual, taking your eyes off the road. Manual, taking your hands off the steering wheel. Cognitive, thinking about anything other than driving. Texting involves all three types of distractions, making it one of the most dangerous of distracted driving behaviors. However, this is not the only cause of distracted driving. Other common distractions include talking on a cell phone, watching an object, person, or event outside of the vehicle, reaching for an object, interacting with passengers, eating or drinking, unsecured pets, grooming, adjusting radio or climate controls, lighting a cigarette, and/or daydreaming. It is illegal in Florida to operate a motor vehicle while texting. Florida law prohibits a person from operating a motor vehicle while using a wireless communications device in a handheld manner in a designated school crossing, school zone, or work zone. Drinking and driving. Alcohol reduces all of the important skills necessary to drive safely, such as judgment, reaction, vision, and concentration. Alcohol is absorbed into the lining of the stomach and then passes directly into the bloodstream and reaches your brain within minutes after consumption. A person's judgment is the first thing affected after drinking an alcoholic beverage. Even one drink of alcohol can affect your driving. Alcohol slows your reflexes and reaction time, reduces your ability to see clearly, and makes you less alert. You will have trouble judging distance, speed, and movement of other vehicles. You will also have trouble controlling your vehicle. If you drink alcohol, even just one drink, your chances of being in a crash are much greater than if you did not drink any alcohol. No one can drink alcohol and drive safely, even if you have been driving for many years. Because drinking alcohol and driving is so dangerous, the penalties are very tough. People who drive after drinking risk heavy fines, higher insurance rates, loss of driver license, and even jail sentences. A DUI, driving under the influence, conviction must remain on your driving record for 75 years. Do not drink and drive. Before drinking, designate a sober driver. If you are the designated driver, do not drink. One drink is one too many. If you are impaired, and did not designate a driver, take a taxi, call a sober family member, or use public transportation to get home safely. Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk. If you know someone who is about to drive impaired, take their keys and help them get a safe ride home. Drugged driving. Driving while impaired by drugs is illegal and subject to the same penalties as driving while impaired by alcohol. Besides alcohol, there are many drugs that can affect a person's ability to safely operate a vehicle. This is true for many prescription drugs, as well as over-the-counter medications for allergies and colds. If a person is taking medication, they should be sure to check the label for warnings about the medication's effects prior to driving. If they are not sure it is safe to take the drug and drive, they should ask their doctor or pharmacist about any side effects. Alcohol and drugs should not be consumed at the same time. Mixing alcohol and drugs often multiplies the effects of the alcohol and any other drugs. For example, one drink, when you are also taking an allergy or cold medication, could have the same effect as several drinks. Illegal drugs and controlled substances, such as marijuana, also affect a person's reflexes, judgment, and alertness, along with their many other dangerous side effects. These drugs can give a person a false sense of alertness and self-confidence, or make a person drowsy and unable to react to simple situations. Older drivers. As we age, physical changes require us to adapt so that we can continue to drive safely. Older drivers should get regular medical and eye exams to identify physical and mental conditions that may affect driving. Ask the doctor or pharmacist how medications, especially when taken in combination with other medications, affect driving. Consult with a doctor about an exercise program to maintain the flexibility and strength needed for safe driving. Make vehicle adjustments as necessary. If it becomes difficult to turn the steering wheel, get a steering knob. If you have difficulty turning your head to check blind spots, get a larger side mirror. Avoid wearing sunglasses in dim or dark conditions, and avoid risky driving times. Dusk, dawn, and nighttime. Bad weather. Rush hour traffic. Fast-paced highways. The Florida Grand Driver Program provides information about various steps drivers may take to maintain independence as long as possible, as well as actions one can take to stay mobile in their community when no longer driving. To learn more, search for Florida Grand Driver on the FLHSMV website, flhsmv.gov. Florida 511 Traffic Info. Always be prepared. The Florida 511 Traveler Information System is a toll-free service by the Florida Department of Transportation that provides real-time traffic information on crashes, travel times, congestion, lane closures, severe weather, and construction on Florida's interstates, toll roads, and other major metropolitan roadways. There are four convenient ways for motorists to receive traffic updates. Call 511, English and Spanish. Visit fl511.com. Download the free Florida 511 app. Follow any of the statewide, regional, or roadway-specific feeds on Twitter. Use these resources before driving, or when pulled over in a safe place.